This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants.
I only see bad people or the bad in all people.
You might call me Jesus. I hang out with prostitutes and blind people.
Well, okay. Well, that's commendable.
They're all very accepting of my body type, so.
I am.
You are also accepting of my body type. Yeah. Well, some of the people work a lot. I work a lot. I don't really hang out with anybody, so it's not like I'm not hanging out with them on purpose. But there are people that, like, are specifically mutual friends of ours that I probably could hang out with.
Yeah, Becky. I feel like after this trip, you should make an effort to see people who we like.
I should. Especially if me and Becky are going to visit you in Santa Fe.
Yeah, become besties, and then you guys can record your whole trip there.
And Becky's probably listening to this, so now she's going to hold me to it.
Hi, Beck.
I hate being held accountable. Put to the flame.
She would hold you accountable.
She'd be like, I heard in an episode of Make Sex With Me. She want me to hold you accountable for hanging out with me.
Yes.
Well,
listen. I will hold you accountable too.
Okay. So you drove all the way across. First you picked up Viv.
That's his name, right?
That's your husband's name.
That's my husband's name.
You guys are married now.
Yeah.
You've been on the pod since you got married.
Yeah, though. I'm Mrs. Viv, but I'm still a newlywed.
Mrs. Vivzilla.
Yeah, and we drove from Colorado.
You drove from Colorado, so you picked him up from the airport, Aeropuerta.
All the way to friggin' South Carolina.
Right.
And we've been here for about a week, and I decided to pick you up and drive all the way to Char-Char to see
Me up in my car.
To see Sparkle Squad.
Yes, a group of women of color that you befriended before, kind of like right before you left.
Yeah.
You knew one of them.
Yeah. And then we just kind of mutually became really, really great friends out of like shared trauma and
trauma bonding.
Yeah. I think that's literally what it is. And we've just become this really supportive group of women.
Yeah.
And you are Sparkle adjacent now.
I'm sparkle adjacent, which arguably I should be the most sparkly.
Why?
Because I'm queer.
Why does it make you the most sparkly?
Well, I believe that sparkles belong to gay people.
No? You guys claim the rainbow. You don't get to claim sparkles as well.
I don't like rainbows. I would like black sequins if I could.
Yeah, I feel like...
Coffee.
I feel like sparkles are for everybody. You guys can't claim sparkles.
That's true.
And the reason why we're called Sparkle Squad, which I actually don't really know the origin of, but I decided to have a fabulous birthday party. Which, like, the theme was sparkle and sparkle squad.
That was Ho-Ho-Lala?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And most of them came.
Yeah, they all came.
So you met, I feel like we could say some of their names, like they won't be, you know.
Yeah.
Like Nina.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to say her name.
Nina is...
You met her like right before Ho-Ho-Lala, and you met her through somebody.
I met her through Sam.
Yeah.
And then I met Sam through Janae.
Janae
is why we went to Charlotte.
I always want to call Janae Janelle Monae. Oh my god, there were little baby goats!
Where?
Just like walking along the highway. They were like outside the fence and they were so cute.
Well, does this make you want to move to Charlotte?
Yeah, it's just the goats.
Okay, I need to know your opinion of Charlotte.
Oh yeah, we were going to decide if I should move to Charlotte.
And?
You know, it is so, it's a good city. It is really cute. It's much more small, I want to say small pickings, small time.
Small town?
It's a lot smaller than, like, other cities I've lived in, which I think I could get into, because I do like the idea of, like, especially, like, a smaller city with, like, little neighborhoods that are cute, and you could feel, like, kind of, like, cozy and at home, and then, but you still have access to all of the...
Amenities.
Cultural, amenities, and diversity. So And the whole time we were here, I was like, I could have sworn we were in Atlanta.
No, I did not get any Atlanta vibes.
I thought we were having strong Atlanta vibes.
No, I feel like it's such a better city than Atlanta.
Well, I really like Atlanta.
Atlanta is so stressful, but it's a great city.
The only thing about Atlanta that we both don't like is the, and you might have other things, but our shared dislike has to do mostly with like the drivers in the freeway.
Drivers and city planning, as you always say.
Oh, it's so poorly planned. But I think most cities are poorly planned. No, so every time we go into one of these metal things, it must be clocking us. Taking a picture of our driver's license.
Are they speed traps?
No, but this is like some highly sophisticated. What was that?
That was me. My foot like slipping off the pedal.
Oh my god, you slipped out of my car almost. I thought you were like opening the door and you're about to like throw yourself out. And I was like, ow!
I'm the better driver.
This is interesting. So, you're a safer driver.
Yeah.
Continue on to US 74 East.
Oh.
Okay.
I think, like, well, yeah, it's good to be a safe driver, but you're a less aggressive driver.
That's fair.
I'm kind of aggressive.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I drive for a living, so it's, like, I'm really good.
Talk about what we did.
Oh my god, so we had some goals. And the other thing I like about Charlotte, I like all the charlatans. Mm-hmm. I like the,
That's not the name for charlatans, right?
Charlottes. Charlottes.
What are they called again?
Charlatans.
Charlatans is such a terrible name.
But I think they're charlatans.
They definitely should be charlatans.
Okay, and you could say a hard charlatans. I'll tell them what they are.
Yeah.
I like the people a lot. It did feel like a city where like queerness was acceptable in a lot of different places, and especially within like the communities of color. Like there was a lot of queerness I was seeing. It was like a totally like. Like, there was a ton of black excellence in Charlotte that was similar to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, we don't just need to see black people being excellent. We need to see black people being all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And I felt like we saw a lot of that in Charlotte. And I really enjoyed it. There was also some really hot men.
Yeah.
Of many different shades.
People in Charlotte are very good looking.
I forget how much I like black guys when I live amongst, like, a whole bunch of old white guys. but when I start going to places where there's a lot of, like, good-looking black men, I'm just like, shit.
You're all very buff.
It was hard at brunch to, like, keep my attention on the table. But it was good that you guys faced me away from the rest of the restaurant. Because that's, as we've learned, I'm very ADHD and I need all the help I can get. Okay, so we came yesterday and we had to like hang out with the girls and like have some drinky drinks and chat chat. But then we were like, our plan was to like go back to the hotel and get ready for clubbing.
Because it's Halloween weekend.
It's Halloween weekend. Although I don't feel very spooky right at the moment, but I think I don't know what we could do about that. I'm too much of an adult for Halloween to be as spooky as I want it to be. Too poor and too adult. Mm-hmm. I don't get to go trick-or-treating. I don't even have a costume idea this year.
But you worked it out.
I worked it out. Well, did I?
Yeah, you were...
What was I?
You were dressed as a woman.
I was dressed as a woman, which is the greatest costume ever. And you were...
Ariana Grande
with her long yellow hoodie.
Yeah.
And lollipops.
It's her Pete Davidson era Ariana Grande. Lollipop, yeah. Little Louis Vuitton bag, taupe boots.
And you bought the boots like right before we went out.
Yeah.
I cannot take the boots. Like, I know that you want to make me take the boots. Well, at least LitViv does. Because they won't fit me anyway.
They would fit. Who would they fit?
They would fit Maya.
Does she wear a 7.5?
I don't know. I feel like she has a woman foot, and I feel like that's the right size.
Well, she can wear them. I would definitely
get it. Are you smaller than average?
I think I'm average.
I thought average was like 8.
So like right on the cusp.
Okay. Well, Maya's probably the same. She might like them. She really likes like skin toned things.
Well, maybe I'll just take them.
She likes the color of white people.
There's absolutely space.
I just said she likes the color of white people.
I heard that too. What does that mean?
No, she likes she likes anything that's the color, not because it's the color of white people, but like those taupey things. Like she likes taupey heels, taupey purses, and I hate all of them.
Why?
I just think they're so like plain Jane. And,
like grayish color.
They're grayish. Yeah, it's like just women who are working in like an office in
like
DC.
An Ashley Furniture.
Yeah, like. Oh, yeah. Like a couch from Ashley Furniture.
I hate Ashley Furniture.
Oh, that bitch.
She's a bitch.
What is the name of our waitress at brunch, too?
Her name is Ashley?
I actually loved our waitress at brunch.
I did, too. I don't require people to be nice to me.
There was some black Karen-ing going on at brunch.
What do you mean?
Like, they were very unimpressed with our server. And they were all a little bit like, we understand she probably has just had it with her shift. But, like, come on.
That doesn't make them Karen.
If you complain about a server, you're a Karen.
Huh.
No matter what.
I don't know.
Especially if the server's putting up with a bunch of shit.
I didn't think they were complaining about her. They just noticed that she was in a sour mood, which she was.
So we went out clubbing, and we tried to go to this one place called, first of all, we have to talk about Nova.
Oh, yes. Come on, Nova.
Come on, Nova. Is the person that works at our hotel.
The first charlatan we met.
Yes, and assuming that they are queer, we should totally not leave Charlotte tonight. We should, like, go to that hotel party. Because all the employees of the Comfort Inn and Suites are having a party.
And Nova brought the chili.
If I was a smart fucking business person, I would have been like, oh my god, Nova, you're wonderful. Do you listen to podcasts? And I should have, like, given Nova... I should have, like, podcast cards or something that I'm just, like, handing to people, being like, listen to my pod.
Yeah, why don't you have business cards yet?
Well, I don't know. I thought business cards were, like, old school.
Not at all. It's so classy.
But, like, a business card that I know they'll throw away. Like, here, have this. There's a QR code. Scan it. Throw it away. You know, take a picture of the card, give it back to me. I don't fucking care. But
I
gotta
love
listen.
Getting a business card. I feel like it's so special. Maybe
especially
as an Asian.
If the QR would, like, direct them to my, like, page where they could listen to the podcast.
I definitely don't want a business card with a QR code.
A QR code also expires.
A QR code. They do?
I think they expire.
They're so ugly. There's no way you can make a nice-looking QR code.
You can shape them like a chicken.
Why don't you do that?
That makes so much sense for my podcast.
Shape it like a...
cock.
Yes.
Okay, I've never said that word
before. A clitoris.
Aww. You know, the acronym for Charlotte is CLT.
Uh-huh.
Which I can't not think
is clit. Now I can't stop thinking about it.
There's people walking around with clit on their sweater.
Aww.
And they're like, go clit. Aww. Or they're like, go CLT.
Well.
Charlotte. University is probably UNC Charlotte.
There's so many.
Go Clint.
There's so many unfortunate acronyms. Anyway.
So okay,
Nova.
So Nova was the, come on Nova was the overnight, one of the overnight people. Okay, so Nova had like kind of longish hair, chubby body, whatever, and then that other guy slash person, who kind of looked like could have been Nova's like twin. Was also at the desk when we came in late.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, we're entering Peachland.
Cute.
I don't remember this from our trip here. Anyway, so I was like, I just assumed that they were lovers.
And that
they both wanted their hair to be like stringy and dark, and yeah, I think that they were lovers. I think they got the same job. I think they like to spend a lot of time together. And I think they like to play video games. I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah, you like made.
I had a wet dream
like
about them.
Like a romance novel.
Yep.
Okay.
And they like to just bob around together. And they probably would have won the costume contest.
Yeah. What costume contest?
What do you mean? Well, so, what's his name? Come on, Ova. Whose real name might not be that? Was like, oh, we were like, well, he said something about queer people or gay people, and we were like, oh my god, like, the first person we're meeting is queer, and then...
No, I just straight up asked them, like, do you recommend any gay bars?
Right, but they had said something about, like, LGBTQ stuff or whatever.
Oh, I didn't pick up on that.
You're so gay friendly, you didn't even recognize. It's just, like, normal speech for you.
Yeah.
I was like, what? So, yeah. So then they recommended Chasers and then Scorpios. And I thought, oh, God, those both sound like small town gay bar names. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be rough. Because I'm just such a little snobby bitch. And I mean, I always have a good time at a club, but I always am like, ugh, really? But I mean, like, by the time we showered and started getting ready, I was like ready to go. I was like, yes. But I'm always like, if pizza was ordered and there was something to watch, like, I would just totally renege on the whole going out anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hit a wall.
I didn't notice that you hit a wall. I think I was just so gung-ho about going out that I didn't just, like, tuned it out.
Well, see, by the time we got to Janae's house, I had hit a wall and I was just kind of sitting there. And then I was like, definitely was like questioning that we ate so much Taco Bell. Like, I was like, ooh, I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom. And then I was like, I hope it's not at the club. And so I was like, and that was the thing too. I was like, I was really afraid that we weren't gonna have time to prepare for the club. Like, I was like, okay, we gotta be here. We gotta be with these people. And then we gotta get to the hotel so I can poop and shower.
Yeah, we didn't leave until like 12:30.
Oh my God, we got there at like 1. So we got to the first place at 1. Chasers, and it was like, I can see how it could have potential. I think the crowd was like a lot more on the white side.
It was way too white,
and they were having a costume contest, and there was like this old man who was dressed up like an old white man. I don't know if that was his costume or if that was his clothes, but he was talking. He was also the DJ of sorts. If you call, like, just pressing the button and walking away, the DJ. he was just announcing all of the people who had entered the costume competition. And there were, like, 50 people. Thank God we walked in when they were at, like, 35 or something.
Yeah, it's funny.
But
true.
It was, like, he would slowly say, okay, next we've got number 38, man with dog. And it was just like a man dressed up as a man and then a man dressed up as a dog. There was nothing that actually would have been good. There was nothing good except for Megan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was amazing. And she didn't even fucking place.
Yeah. Well, Megan was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it's so funny. And I thought that the guy doing Megan was like, had the moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the little dance down. He had all of her Meganisms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, this is fabulous. Two of the people that placed in the top five were just, like, Halloween supply store. Like, they didn't even plan it.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
It was a very, very mediocre costume contest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I kind of sensed that you didn't like being there. So I was like, let's check out Scorpio. Let's do it.
And they stayed open a whole hour later.
Yeah. And
because,
so, talk about Scorpio.
Well, and here's why I think Scorpio's was so expensive. Because there was, like, a $10 cover. There was, like, really expensive drinks. I think because they're willing to... They know their patrons like to dance. And they fucking do. Mm. And they're like, we can stay open an hour after we're not serving alcohol anymore. Mm. Because... You know, maybe people will be smart and they'll get their drinks and they'll still have them after we close the bar.
I didn't even realize that we couldn't get drinks after 2.
I don't know if anyone tried. I know we got some water, but, like, I guess legally they're not supposed to serve after 2.
Right. Never warned us about that.
But it was so much fun. We were like, we danced our fucking asses off.
Yeah.
I haven't danced like that in so long. I was like, my heart was beating. I was like, but I couldn't stop.
Well, I was very proud of you. We had some moves.
And that was way more of a black scene, which I have this coworker, Kayla, who like always tells me, like, she's black and she's always like, oh, you need to come to church with me, or like, you need to come to the clubs with me. And I'm just like, I would love to, but I don't want anyone to be like, who the fuck is that guy? So we like accidentally stumbled upon like more of a black scene in a club, and it was like wonderful. It was so much fun.
Hands down, a better bar.
Everybody in the whole place, even people that were kind of on the sides, were moving their bodies somehow. Like, everyone was dancing. People started pulling out their phones, and they were like, with flash, they were like recording their friends, like twerking.
Yeah. You see like bodies of every shape and size and gender.
Oh my God.
And everybody, there were some folks in costume.
There was a Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who was single ladies Beyonce. So, you know, blast from the past. It was so much fun. I literally, like, I think we danced. Well, at one point you were like, let's go outside. And then, like, they were dancing out there too. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, a lot of pot. And I was like, oh, wow. I don't know why. I guess we just wanted to see what else was going on.
Yeah. Well, I liked the music indoors better.
Oh, it was so much, so much better. Yeah. The DJ was ridiculous. I realized at one point that my ears were, like, being traumatized by sound.
And then you talk about the dude that was into both of us.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Oh, my God. I'm dying. There was a guy that I kind of had seen, like, around. Because, at all clubs, whether they're gay or straight or whatever, there's always going to be guys on the side who are, like, looking to just like dance up on people, or they're like seeing what's good, and it's almost like predatory, and it's a little weird, but you know, maybe they're just shy too, I don't know. But this guy was like shy predator, if you will. Will you? And I'm not like against him. He was cute, and actually if he had fresher breath, I totally would have sucked his dick or something. I don't know where I would have sucked it, but because I didn't even see a bathroom while we were there. Like, I'm sure they had bathrooms, but I was just like, I didn't leave the dance floor except for that one time we went outside. Uh-huh. But so he, like, I saw him in my periphery, and I could tell he was, like, kind of into me. But then I felt like maybe he was kind of into you. And then at one distinct point, there was, like, that one, like, Middle Eastern guy who was, like, dancing up on you for a second. Mm-hmm. And then there was another, and then he started dancing up on me. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then, like, what's really funny, though, is he didn't come out until I did the bend and snap. You know, I reached down to grab, I don't know, a pencil I dropped, and then snapped back up. And, like, then he was like, oh, he's, you know, he's about to shake his ass a bunch and stuff. So he, like, beelined for me the minute I, like, proved that I could bend over, I guess. Yeah. And then it was like he was glued onto my ass for a good, you know, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But then at one point he was like, he had my hand in his right hand and like your hand in his left hand, and he was like spinning us around a little bit and trying to like kind of move us towards each other. And I was like, what? And he kept like being like, yeah, like just, you know, look at you two together. And I was just like, I don't understand. She's my friend. I don't think we want this. I think he wanted us to have a threesome.
And I leaned over and I gave you a big old kiss.
You gave me a little peck on the head. I think that happened.
Forehead.
I don't know if you even remember that happening.
No,
but
I don't remember that happening.
I think either that or you bopped me on the head. But it was just kind of like a, oh, no.
We did discuss afterwards how hilarious our threesome would be.
Yes. It would be so...
It was like a lot of frowning.
Weird. A lot of, like, icky face. Like, what emoji would it
be? It'd be the one with the teeth. Like, maybe... Yeah, just that whole... Like, maybe upside down smile face.
Or, like, yeah, with the whole face is upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Is there one where a face is drowning in a pool of water?
Yeah.
And then you can't breathe. It'd be so weird. I mean, it would be like having sex with like your sister or something.
Yeah, gross.
For either of us. I don't have a sister, but that'd be even weirder. Mm. Yeah, it'd be so weird.
But yeah, it's a shame that he had bad breath because...
It is a shame because we could have just learned so much.
That was my goal for you, to make out with somebody.
I know, you had that goal for me. And in past trips of ours, like, I have had that shared goal. Like, I wanted to do something fun. But this time around, I don't know. I think something's changed in me. Like, I'm just not...
slutty?
You know, I would be. Like, if the guy is hot enough, I mean, I'll do whatever, you know. But, that's just not my goal. I think just because there's no opportunity, and I've just gotten so used to that. So I'm just, like, not looking for it anymore. But if it happened, of course I would be like, oh no, that's a policeman. So, oh, that's not a policeman.
I totally thought it was too.
That's weird. It was just a sign blinking. Are you gonna beep at someone?
No, it's kind of cold.
Oh, I thought you were like about to start beeping. You like were prematurely holding your hand up to the horn.
I was trying to figure out where the air was coming from.
Oh, the car. So yeah, so that place was so much fun. Scorpios on Freedom Road.
Yeah, yeah.
Freedom Trail.
And the only reason why we knew about Scorpios, actually, I kind of heard Nova mention it, but
Nova said something.
Yeah, but then he was so gung-ho about Chasers that I was like, yeah, that's the one.
Nova was a 5-star concierge, but gave a 1-star recommendation.
Nice.
But Nova also told us where Taco Bell was. And it was the most hoppin' Taco Bell.
I hate that Taco Bell.
I know, but they are popular. Popular Taco Bell in the University District.
This is the longest I've ever waited at a Taco Bell.
We waited for like 20 minutes.
No, it was an hour. I felt like it was an hour.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway.
But yeah. And it was... but the food was pretty good. Like, there's bad Taco Bells and better Taco Bells, and that was one of the better
ones. It's really hard to mess up a Taco Bell order, though, right?
But I'm not kidding you. The Georgetown Taco Bell is terrible.
Why?
I've literally had cold food from there.
It's the only option, though.
I had a Mexican pizza. It tasted like rancid corn oil.
Ew.
Like, it, like, was, like, I thought it was going to kill me.
I used to eat at that Taco Bell all the time.
I was so hungry, I just kept eating it.
I kind of want Taco Bell now.
Taco Bell right now. We passed one, and I was like hoping you'd be like, ooh, Taco Bell.
Oh, it is dinner time.
Right. Yeah. We had a brief snack of Cheetos. You didn't have any.
I didn't have anything.
No. You had some bubbly water. What is your, what shows have you been watching?
Okay.
Have you,
it's an old show, but it's called Staff Let's Flats.
Staff?
Let's.
Let's Flats?
Yeah, it's a British show, so imagine, like, Staff is his name, and he rents apartments, but...
oh, Staff rents.
Yeah.
Flats, like he's renting them out to people.
Yeah, yeah. And...
I thought it was Staffless Flats, like a flat that has no staff.
It's a terrible name for a show. But
Staff rents.
I think that's what makes it wonderful.
Is his name Stavros?
Staffies.
Staffies?
He's Greek.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. He's hot. But he's really stupid. But anyway, that's the show that I've been really into. And there's this little ditty in the show that I've been singing over and over again. And I got Drew to sing the song. And
well, you got me to... I don't remember it, so I...
It goes... don't take the mic, just give respect, and soon you'll be the king of love in the club. Floor.
King of love in the club.
Yeah, and there's, so I want Drew to watch it, but we have also determined that we have different senses of humor.
I think that you're a lot more picky with, like, what you find funny.
Yeah, maybe.
I think a lot of things are funny.
Well, I find you funny.
That's important for our friendship. I think sometimes...
Jay just tapped you on Grindr, by the way.
Oh, I was like, my brother's name is Jay.
Ew,
but this person waited
till... that's the first thing that you think of?
Because I thought you were going to say Jay just called, or Jay just texted you.
Oh.
And then I was like... oh, my brother tapped me on Grindr.
Barf.
Plus, I'm really into my brother.
Ew, why do we keep on talking about incest sex?
Only once. Okay, so no, but how stupid is it that that guy just tapped me? Nobody tapped me all. So that's one bad thing about Charlotte, is that nobody tapped me the whole time on Grindr or Scruff.
Have you been? I don't know what tapping means, but is that,
it's like a wink?
Oh, okay. And that means that Jay wanted to have sex with you or meet up with you.
Or just kind of like, hey, what's up?
Okay.
And it's like, I don't want to say it. I like you a little bit less than what I would need to like you to, like, tell you, hey. So I'm just going to tap you.
Oh.
Or it's a woof. Scruff, it's called a woof.
Got it. All right, so you had no other taps besides.
No more taps.
As we exit.
Although there might have been some interest in person, which was kind of nice. Like, there was one guy... There's a couple guys. I mean, other than the three-way guy, there really wasn't much. But
yeah, there was a dude that was talking to you. He was wearing boots.
Oh, that guy had a boyfriend.
Oh.
He was wearing a chest piece, like a chest plate, which is like, what is that? Rubbery.
Silicone?
Silicone breasts. But they were really sticky when I touched them. I mean, everything in a gay club is sticky, and it's not from what you think. It just gets sticky. It is a little bit from what you think. It's like spit, saliva, jizz, urine.
Sugary drinks.
Yeah. There was some interest, but Jay's tapping me now as I'm leaving town. Also, he probably lives out here in the sticks.
Well, I feel like you should come back to Charlotte. So
this man with one-letter names.
I thought it was an A-plus town.
And I really liked it.
And you would do great here.
I just think for me to be stuck... Okay, that's not a good word. For me to stay in the South of any kind of southern place, I would have to have, like, a partner who, like, needed to stay here.
A job
that needed me to stay here.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. This job that I might like, it doesn't... I mean, I could work anywhere. I could literally... They want me to live in D.C. or remote.
Yeah. I want you to get that job so much.
It'd be so fun.
Or, I mean, it's just like a real good message to the universe that you have a foot out the door.
I got a foot out of the door. King of the dance floor. Okay, so do you want to talk about what's happening in the world?
No, I mean, what's happening in the world besides
New Let's talk about the new Speaker of the House for
the
just one second.
New Speaker of the House.
Politics. Tick, 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 politics.
I wish that song.
You know, I know. You love that song. So, we have a new Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
His name is Michael Johnson.
Is that his name? I think that's the thing about him, is that, like, nobody knew who he was. And after, like, an exhausting round of many rounds of trying to find a replacement for Fuckface McCarthy, now we have a new Fuckface McFuckface.
And how, like, I don't even understand how they got McCarthy out.
Yeah, I do, but do you really want me to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know it was MAGA Republicans that wanted him out,
so
right?
So when McCarthy, you remember, like, McCarthy had, like, it took, like, 14 times for him to become Speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why was because there were, like, a group, like, a small band of MAGA Republicans, including Matt Gaetz, who were like,
yep.
We have all these conditions. And in order for you to be Speaker of the House, we have any opportunity we want to pull the trigger of like replacing you if we wanted to. And so during, like, the whole, like, deficit spending thing, the bill part, McCarthy, the MAGA Republicans were really upset about, like, how fiscally irresponsible it was. So they decided to pull that trigger to replace McCarthy as Speaker. That's the story.
Okay, so
I don't know if you listened to any of that, but
no, I did. But so, and the reason why they had any of this pull over him is because they were the deciding voters in the...
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
Like, they were the only ones holding out. They're like, well, you can have our vote if...
Right. They kind of held him hostage.
But then, like, how... Why would he have to, like, keep his word about any of that? Were they legally able to remove him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they could... Can they do a vote for a new speaker at any time?
The... I don't actually know the rule of that, but... But that was the condition for McCarthy to be speaker, is that, like, at any point, one person out of, like, 200 Congress people can go, like, yeah, I don't want you to be speaker anymore. And that was Matt Gaetz that just initiated that.
Somebody was just, they were showing, like, a before and after of Matt Gaetz from, like, the last 5 years. And they're like, there's no reason why anyone should look this different 5 years later. And he looks like a villain, like, even more. He looked like a little, like, an innocent villain, like a child villain.
Yeah.
Like, he'd only murdered 3 people at that point.
He's definitely done some murdering.
And now he's murdered, like, whole communities. Yeah. Just, like, with his teeth.
Ew, yeah.
Just, like, ripping their heads off and being, like...
He definitely has murder face.
Yeah.
And so now we have a new speaker. I don't even know his name, but he's from...
I think it's, like, Matt Johnson.
John Matson.
John Matson.
From Louisiana.
Okay.
And he is also a dickhead.
Super conservative, not just fiscally, but also socially.
Yes.
Super Christian.
He tried to overturn the election.
Yep. And he brings up God in every fucking thing he does.
Definitely hates trans people.
Yep. And he, what else do I know about him? He apparently, I saw something about how he has, like, an adopted black child that he doesn't.
He does?
He's, like, one of those, I don't know, maybe
God.
He does.
He was trying to do, like, a godly thing by helping out a poor black kid.
I don't know.
That's so gross.
Yeah, he's just so terrible. And, I mean, just in his first, like, speech, he brought up, like, God a lot. And he was talking about, he said something I didn't realize, which is that the phrase, what is it? Under God?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever? No. What's the thing that's on our money?
In God we trust.
In God we trust. That wasn't, like, started in the 1900s, but, like, it wasn't on our money until, like, 1955. And then on our paper currency in the 60s or something. Maybe it was the 40s and the 50s. But it was, like, very recent, technically, that was, like, it actually replaced De Pluribus Unum. On our money. But it's just funny that, like, you could be like, wait, our forefathers weren't even as, like, about God as this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, these, like, really conservative Republicans are all about, we want things to be exactly the way they were when the Constitution was written. And it's like, but they wanted separation of church and state back then, and you want it to be completely, like, fucked up and, like, together.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even want what our forefathers wanted.
Yeah.
But you're, like, trying to create this false narrative that never happened.
Right. So now we have that person as the second in line to the presidency.
Yeah, really fun. But I loved watching all of the failed attempts at, like, new speakers.
Yeah.
And some of them were just terrible. Like, the guy before that looked like he eats babies for breakfast.
I don't know his name. Wait, Jim Johnson? John Matson?
John Johnson.
Oh, the other one from... Oh, fuck. I forgot his name. But they're
all... He looks like he fucks and looks in a mirror and is like, yes, yes, I'm me, John Johnson. You're getting John Johnsoned. He looks like that.
So that's a very bad look for Republicans, which makes me very happy.
Right. But... someone recently said that, like, we might not see it, but it is a lot closer to 50-50 as far as, like, what people believe in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so scary. That's so scary. Although, apparently, 70%, something around 70% of Americans think that gay marriage should be legal.
Oh, that's so surprising.
That's a majority, but I kind of thought maybe it would have been higher. Do you think it would be lower?
Yeah, a lot lower.
Oh, okay.
I'm not comfortable with the number. Because that, I think that means people that definitely are like, yes, I think it should be legal. Like, even if, like, I'm not gay and I wouldn't get gay married, I just think people should have the right, you know?
Is it because it's been legal for so long now that they've just accepted it and they've moved on? Because now the new boogeyman is a trans book.
It is, but I do think that, like, if the right had their way, they would slowly come for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when they first overturned Roe v. Wade, they were, like, saying the next thing was to overturn gay marriage, and I was like, there's no way. Oh, we're back in South Carolina.
Oh.
I wanted to tell you this time.
Oh, yay! I didn't see it.
It looks already darker and sadder. My happiness is...
It's the shittier Carolina.
Actually, we were in the DMZ for a second. Now we're in South Carolina. We were in the Carolina MZ. We're in the TMZ. So what were we just talking about?
Shitty Republicans.
Oh, right. Okay, so, you know how, okay, so I saw this thing on Twitter. I almost said tarot. I saw this thing in the tarot cards.
I thought you were going to say X.
On X, which I refuse. I refuse. On old Twitter, good old Twitter, I saw this thing that was like something about Lauren Boebert, if she doesn't get voted back into Congress, what should her job be? And then I was like, oh my God, is she up for re-election? And I think she probably is. Speaking of Colorado. And I said that her job, she should be forced to be an usher for the show Beetlejuice.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Other people, a lot of people said Hooters waitress.
Oh, it should be a pretty, yeah, that's a good candidate.
Yeah, but I think I like people that work at Hooters too much.
Who jerks off somebody at a Beetlejuice? At, like, what point is it sexy enough to jerk someone off?
And who walks out of a thing and says, do you even know who I am? And is like, everyone's like, yes, we do. And you're being videotaped. And you should have to at least pay a fine for indecent exposure. You know, there should be some ticket for public masturbation.
Is her name Lauren Boebert or Lauren Boebert?
I think it's Boebert.
I think it's Boebert too. I heard Boebert the other day.
If anybody says Boebert, I don't fucking care. Although Boebert sounds so stupid.
Yeah, I kind of like that for her. Lauren Boebert.
Lauren Boebert. So she's probably one of the ones that fucked over McCarthy as well.
I don't actually know who the 8 Republicans were that fucked them over.
I know it's her.
One of them is, what's her face? Nancy Mace, the one from Charleston.
I actually think it's not Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not sure.
She's not one of them? Well, I don't know.
I don't think so. But she was on the list. Remember I was saying there was a list of, like, mega Republicans, and it's, like, all these, like, terrible people that should, like, shot into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Mitch McConnell was on there, and I was like, well, there needs to be a separation between him and MAGA Republicans, because, like,
yeah,
he's not one, and every once in a while he speaks up and says, like, okay, these MAGA Republicans are literally ruining our whole party, and at least I can be truthful about that, despite being an asshole, racist, piece of junk.
He should be shot to the moon.
He should. To the moon. Are you having shaky shoulder syndrome?
No, I'm not.
I feel like you're having a seizure.
I'm just like jerking the...
Just jerking the steering wheel around?
Jerking it off.
That's safe. Just jerking it off. You want to talk about how you like macro-dosed yourself with some weird energy drink while we were driving yesterday?
I mean, you explained it.
I've never had you consume something to where you're, like, worried about it all, about, like, your well-being.
Yeah, that was a really scary energy drink. What was that?
It was called, it had, like, Alani or something.
It was, it gave me heartburn.
dealt with the anxiety of that pretty well.
Yeah, and then like as soon as we parked, I took another sip of the drink because I was like, I'm killing it.
You're like, I need more. The drink requires that I keep drinking. Oh, there's a little kitty.
But yeah, point well taken. That was something that happened. I had too much caffeine that day.
I worry about those drinks, the effects of those drinks on the human race. I mean, you know what? I worry about this all the time. As somebody who has to be on prescription medication, I don't know that I have to be on it anymore, but I can't just go off of it. Like, I have to, like, wean off of it for, like, 2 months. I worry about the Earth coming to an end.
Because of energy drinks?
Well, I do. I'm like, okay, so if the world came to an end, no, not because of, but, like, all these people who depend on these certain substances would run out.
Oh, you're right. Like, truck drivers.
Then they would start, yeah. Then they would start killing each other for the last leftover energy drinks.
Yeah.
I would be having like hot flashes and screaming fits and being like, who's got Lexapro?
Yeah.
I need some Lexapro.
I need my truck drivers to drive carefully because...
Well, they wouldn't need to anymore because the world would be ended.
Oh.
Nobody would have a job.
Ugh, so
oh my God, we're in a cotton field. I don't remember ever having, other than on the way to Charleston, or Charlotte.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever having seen a cotton field before.
This is South Carolina. Welcome back.
I didn't know.
No, there's like lots of things that are lovely about South Carolina. Like, I keep on shitting all over it, but I used to live here. I lived here for 8 years, and it's so beautiful.
We've agreed that the land is beautiful.
And there are many lovely people, and...
Yeah.
That is its saving grace, is that there's a lot of beauty, and that's it. So, I don't want to shit on it anymore.
Don't shit on it anymore, especially because I have to live here for a little bit longer.
But we want to get you to maybe Santa Yay.
Santa get me out. Okay, so you want me to move to Santa Yay.
Yeah.
Did you hear yesterday when I called you a Santa faggot? To say, like, what are people from Santa Fe called?
Yeah.
It was like Santa Faggot, which I think you need to spread.
I don't know if I can say that.
I'm sure people say that at gay bars in Santa Fe.
Oh.
Well, so how many gay bars are in Santa Fe?
There's at least one that I don't know. There's like a whole organization called Friends of Dorothy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and they meet
that
up
for you.
At least once a month, and they network. It's just like it's so gay that like there doesn't really need to be a gay scene, if you know what I mean.
That's so hard for me to believe. I mean it's one of the biggest cities in New Mexico. It's like Albuquerque and Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I can even name another one. So are there any other cities in that whole state?
There are so many cities.
Okay, but I mean like major cities.
About Roswell? Las Cruces?
Oh, Roswell.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not a big city as much as it's, like, just famous for weird reasons.
Los Alamos?
I thought that was just a base.
Now it's a city.
Oh.
It's, like, the largest concentration of millionaires in the country.
In Los Alamos?
Yeah.
Isn't there some kind of, like, nuclear weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. The thing you were gonna...
Yep.
Can you talk about that, or is that, like, top secret?
There's nothing secret about it. They're making nuclear bomb parts.
You were gonna build them.
No, I wasn't. I got offered a job to be their communication specialist, but I said no.
They need someone to do the communications for them.
Yeah, but it was not like a speaking on behalf of the government. It was more of like an internal publication.
So they must be like a contractor that the government uses to build those materials. It's not like a federal.
No, thing. It is a federal project to make nuclear bomb parts. Nuclear weapons.
Would you be a
Yeah. I didn't want that job for many reasons, but also I wouldn't be able to smoke drugs.
Oh, man. That's the main reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be able to smoke your drugs.
But now I have a cool new job.
Yay.
I'm going to start it when I get back after this trip.
That's cool that you got to take this, like, trip before you start a new, like, chapter.
Yeah, I'm so excited to learn more about Santa Fe.
And Viv's gonna be with you for like, the next month or
at
so.
At least a month. We get to play house.
Yeah.
That'd be really romantic.
Are you guys gonna, like, you probably have, like, picked out some things together that you like for the house?
No.
He doesn't really care.
It's 100% me decorated, but I left him, like, closet space and, like, empty walls.
He has, like, a drawer in the dresser.
No, I don't have a lot of clothes.
Like, but, like, you might, like, maybe, like, when you're there in the next month, you might realize he has a need for a thing, and then you guys can, like, go find a thing.
He did mention that he wanted to have, like, more photos on the wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think that would look good. It would be kind of tacky. But actually, after looking at Janae's photo wall.
Oh, my God, look at the moon.
Where's the moon?
It's over there.
Oh, my God!
It is the biggest moon I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, it's the size of a pizza pie.
It is a pizza moon. That sounds really good.
I want a pizza.
I know, Mexican pizza.
Ew, what's a Mexican pizza?
From Taco Bell.
They're supposed to be good bands tonight.
Yeah. JB, friend of the pod, wants us to go out to Halloween something tonight. And, oh God, that moon is so gorge. You know what sucks is that it's just going to keep getting higher in the sky and smaller in appearance. And so this is like, there won't be a moment this beautiful for the rest of the night.
Oh, that's very mindful of you to say.
It was very depressing.
I
know, but it's not very progressive. It's like digressive.
I didn't think it.
Ooh, you know what I love is an old railroad bridge.
Yeah.
I could just
feels like Europe.
Sit over there and smoke a pipe.
You don't smoke anything.
You know I should. My lungs are so happy though. So we're gonna maybe go out and drink a little. I'm like, yeah, we spent some money. I don't think I spent nearly as much as you, but we definitely spent some money. Yeah. But you've already been spending money because you've been traveling across the country.
I spent so much money. I hate it.
But, yeah, like, I'm already like, okay, I need to start working again on Monday. Mm-hmm. I took, like, 2 days off, and I'm like, I gotta go back to work. But hopefully we'll get better jobs, better pay. I'm gonna become an auto worker.
Yeah. No, we wanted you to move to Santa Fe to work at the bread shop, and then you would
get free bread,
$20 an hour plus tip, and it was only part-time, so like the other days of the week you can study for therapy school.
Therapy school.
Yeah. You make a good therapist.
I like that it makes it sound like there's a therapy school.
What is the actual thing that you study for to become a therapist?
So I'd be getting a master's in mental health counseling.
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay. Well, I might. So I was thinking about this. I would have to resist the temptation to just talk about all of my patients on the podcast.
I think, like, once that happens, like, you'll have to compartmentalize because you probably hear so much trauma that you don't want to think about it.
But so much of my comedy and so much of my, like, what I do here is, like, reflective of, like, what's going on in my actual job and life. And just because I work so much, it's always my job.
Would you want to be a therapist to help people or just to, like, because you're like, ooh, I want to know some tea.
I just want to know the tea.
Yeah.
I don't even like people. I hope they all die.
Yeah, me too.
But, and honestly, like, if it wasn't a thing where there was such a need right now and such, like, a, like, financial return, like, I think I could make a pretty lucrative business out of it. So, you know, I could either have my own practice or I could do things virtually or I could, you know, work at someone else's practice. My counselor is telling me to do it, and he's done a lot of things, and he actually has a doctorate, but he makes probably six figures or something doing all his things. He was also a professor at a university, but,
wow.
You know, I love Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd. I hope you listen, but I also hope you don't.
You know who I hope is listening is Sexy Lexi.
Sexy Lexi.
Her so much.
I almost called her Lexi Long Johns.
Why?
What's her new name? She doesn't get to decide. Unless she comes on to defend her title, She has to be Lexi Long Johns.
Lexi Long Johns, I miss you.
And the husband.
And husband.
And the new baby.
And baby T. Who has,
we have to get him. Yeah, he's baby T.
I've never met baby T.
We're gonna call him baby T. Clitoris.
No!
Oh. T-Rex.
Okay.
Oh my god, the moon is so gorgeous. I want to die.
What are all the names that, like, of T's that we were, like, Ted Bundy, Ted Kaczynski,
Oh, yeah.
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson. All equally terrifying. Ted Danson's very tall, I've heard.
That makes him terrifying?
Kind of a bridezilla. If he ever was in charge of a wedding. I mean, tall people are more scary than short people, unless the short people have sharp teeth.
Huh.
I would say.
Yeah,
What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear?
Since it's Halloween.
I've never thought about that before.
I feel like I asked you this 2 years ago on the podcast.
And did I know then?
What was that person doing? They're putting a stick into the water.
I guess I'd be afraid of being tortured.
Oh. Why would somebody torture you? Probably if you worked at Los Alamos.
Yeah.
And you had the nuclear codes.
I just think it'd be very, very excruciating to have, like, things ripped from my body.
Like your toenail.
Yeah! I'm thinking about it so much. Like, in the back of my mind, like, I still have, like, a quarter of a toenail that needs to be ripped off.
What did you kick to make your toenail fall off?
I volunteer for the Humane Society in Santa Fe. And part of the job is to pick up furniture. And as I was loading furniture onto the truck, I stepped onto the hydraulic lift onto my toe.
Oh my god. But I thought the Humane Society just, like, rescued animals.
Yeah, but they need to, like, raise money. And they have a resale store. Good question.
Oh.
Yeah. And I stepped on my toe with the hydraulic lift, and now it's finally peeling off after, not my toe, my toenail.
Right.
Is peeling off, and it's I'm just, like, thinking about it all the time. I've been driving and potting and thinking about my toe.
Just now?
The whole time.
Since we started recording, you were, like...
Ever since I ripped off 3/4 of my toenail.
Oh my god, my toe.
Yeah.
So this whole trip.
I did that while you were in the shower earlier.
Oh, wait, you ripped off your toenail today?
Yeah. Like, while you were showering.
Oh, and that's why you were like, I need a Band-Aid so I can protect my baby toenail that's been growing underneath my other toenail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I miss so much about this. I was in the room.
Doesn't it make your butt clench thinking about it? It's so gross.
I've lost a toenail, and I've also cut most of my toenail off, like, because my one toenail doesn't really... like, doesn't connect to the bed anymore.
Yeah, you have kind of a funky toenail.
I have a funky toenail now, but I've been using, like, antifungals and antiperspirants. No, I'm kidding.
Is that what I have to do now? Do you think that's going to be my toenail's fate?
Not if your toenail is still attached to the bed. It's when it comes away from the bed that... And that could have been a fungus situation that made it detach from the bed, or it could have been me kicking a curb at Rolls Inlet and screaming... And I wasn't even drunk, but I was walking through the parking lot, and there was, like, this the little curbs at the head of a parking spot, and I rammed my foot into it, and it was, like, it hurt so bad.
Yeah.
And it was throbbing all the way home.
Were you in Crocs?
I probably was.
See, my reason is so much more noble.
Well, my reason... What your reason for having a toenail rupture?
Yeah, those saving animals.
Yeah, that is good. I mean, I was, like, spending quality time with my family. I wasn't even with friends when it happened.
Well, you know, I feel like toenail injuries are so common.
They are.
That probably a lot of us have a missing or funky toenail at some point in our lives.
And what's so funny is, like, we judge so much about, like, the quality of someone's nails, but nails are so, like, I mean, fingernails we still use for things. We use our toenails for literally nothing.
We need them to, like, protect our
toes?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, do that well of a job if it's...
Well, yeah, imagine if...
popped it off.
Oh, yeah. But imagine if it wasn't there, then I would have, like, an exploded toe.
I guess. I mean, it comes from a time when we had, like, probably where our toenails were more like fingernails and our feet were more like hands.
They were our claws, our toe claws.
Yeah, we had little dew claws, too, on our elbows.
Cute. Wait, did we really?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
My dog has dew claws.
Are you supposed to remove those?
I don't know. My Tulsi's always get caught on, like, blankets, and I'm like, oh, hold on, I got it. And also, her claws get caught on my necklace all the time when I pick her up.
Oh, she's so cute.
Do you know I've thought about her zero since we left town?
I don't know how that's possible.
Like, people will say, don't you have a dog? And I'll be like, what?
I think about Tulsi all the time.
That's sweet. Yeah. I mean, she's in good hands. My mom's taking care of her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
I thought about Leela a lot. So, yeah, maybe 1/4 of the time I was thinking about Leela.
I've thought about your dog more than my dog.
My dog is so amazing. I talk about her all the time.
Your dog is amazing, but it has been, like, really sad... like seeing Leela just getting so much older since I haven't seen her in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
She's definitely like, because I know her little body hurts and she's on some like pain pills.
Mm-hmm. She's on the Cadillac of pain pills. They're so expensive.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They're probably like they're like $3 a pill.
So was a part of you like, what if Leela like died here in South Carolina?
That'd be nice.
Because it's like where she's from.
Yeah. I think that would be nice.
You should, when she finally passes, you should cremate her and bring her ashes back.
Oh, I want to like save her claw and turn it into a necklace.
Oh, you do want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think that's weird because I want to have all of Tulsi's skin and fur removed and just have a little skeleton on like a little stand.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks it's so morbid.
I don't think so.
People are
so afraid of death.
Go to a fucking museum. It's the same thing.
Everybody's gonna die. I'm gonna die. You're gonna die.
Is this the South Carolina State Penitentiary? Oh, it says Bennettsville. We're in Bennettsville, the prison.
Does Bennettsville have a Taco Bell?
It looks like a big baseball diamond.
I bet you Bennettsville has a Taco Bell.
It's supposed to be low security.
Look at those nuggets.
Those are KFC,
which
is owned by the same company as Taco Bell, but so they're both owned by PepsiCo, I think. I put some cocoa butter. Okay, so that was a thing, and maybe like a thing that I don't love about Char Char is the street vendors that are kind of pushy.
Why don't you like that? That's their job.
I know, but I don't like people that say, oh, come, you need this. Like, yeah. Come on, you want this. And it's like, get the fuck out of my face.
They were handing out free samples of cocoa butter.
I hate free samples because I really feel so bad that I'm like, I already know I'm not going to buy this. Like, don't waste those on me. I almost said to her, no, that's okay, don't waste that on me.
But like, did you take it anyway?
I did, and I did put some on my dry elbow because I have one dry elbow.
Yeah.
So, do they have a Taco Bell?
Yeah, I like need to pause and scan.
Or pausing and scanning. Some Walmart. I'm positive.
Positive.
For COVID.
I want a spicy potato taco.
Ooh, I want a really, really, really suckity goody.
You want a suckatick dog?
Suckatick dog. Eat a hot dog.
There's a lot going on here. Look, there's a Domino's.
Nama, 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 hava, nama.
Do we need gas?
Oh. No, we're good.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens.
No.
Okay.
I mean, the gas, right?
Well, it tells you how many... really, really sick of getting.
Why don't they have more fast food places here?
Well... I don't know, because if I worked at a prison, I would eat Taco Bell.
Was that
constantly.
Really a prison?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there was a service road called Prison Road.
Oh, clever.
I know. Do we have... have anything else we want to say?
Nothing.
I didn't think so.
Did we learn anything?
I learned a lot about you.
Really?
From recording this.
Like what?
I learned that you love to drive. Oh, that was something funny we should have recorded, was when I said that our relationship works better when you drive.
It's true, because you are a very impatient driver.
I'm an impatient driver. I also can be an anxious driver sometimes.
Yeah, and then I don't want you to be impatient and potting at the same time. It gives me anxiety.
Because I might kill us.
Yeah.
You know, I was, when I first moved to South Carolina and I started having to drive again, I was like kind of scared of driving.
Why?
I don't know, I just hadn't done it in so long, and I was just so used to, like, taking the subway, and I really liked that about public transportation, is I could, like, zone out and still get where I was going, or, like, even fall asleep and get where I was going. I think you, when you're able to just take cat naps all day long throughout the day in public places, I think you just kind of get used to that, and then your body's like, oh, you need to stay awake until you get to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking out about it.
I learned that you think that I'm your father.
You're my father. I don't think we talked about that on the recording.
No.
You're my father. Lexi's my mother. I am the baby.
Yeah. But I didn't know that, like, I treated you so coldly like a dad would.
No, you don't. But you're a lot less, like, nurturing than mommy. you're so much more like, no, do it yourself. Like, come on, you're an adult, you can do it.
Don't you want to have a friend who encourages your autonomy?
You're like a mother eagle. You push me from the nest.
Yeah.
And it's like either fly or splat on the rocks.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah. What a badass friend.
Also, like, you know, you're not exactly, well, you're maternal with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
You do have maternal instinct with your dog. You're a really good dog mom.
Well, I decided that, like, our kid would probably be very tough. They'd be very smart.
Oh, Viv said the most, like, profound thing the other day over bagels.
Really?
He said something like, there's good parents. You don't, in order to be, like, good at school, you don't need, like, smart parents. You need, like, good parents.
Mm.
And it was, like, such an interesting thing, like, for him to know that. And then even if he knows he's, like, a smart person, maybe not a good parent.
That's, like, very specific
direction. He also had very smart parents. So I wonder if he's, like, speaking from, I think he probably likes his parents.
Yeah. That's true. And so
I feel like there was a Taco Bell down there. But I don't see one.
So I think that we would have a smart kid, but I don't think that we'd be good parents, though.
Yeah. I think your kid would be just, like, autistic. It would be so smart and so, like, oh, there's a cookout.
I've never been a cookout.
I also loved it when you were, like, he was using, like, male pronouns for your future child, and then you were like, our child won't have pronouns until they decide what they are. He was like, he's like, until they decide? And you were like, yes. He's like, okay.
Yeah. But no, I don't want to have a kid. It's kind of just funny to talk about it.
I know.
Okay, that's it.
I know, that's all we learned. But it's good to catch up.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh my god, I know. It's so fun to see you.
It is. And it also reminds me that, like, since you've been gone, like, I have almost, like, changed a little bit. Like, I've changed a little bit in the last year and a half.
Really?
I mean, because my priorities are a little different.
I was not only your dad, I was also, like, your destroyer.
Really ruined me.
Yeah.
It was your terrible friendship. It's very bad. No, but, like, when you don't have someone around to motivate you or do stuff for you or with you,
yeah,
you just kind of have to be self-motivating. And I'm a very self-motivating person, but if, like, there's someone decisions for me. I'm like, yeah.
We're pretty diabolical together. It's kind of fun. We drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, we do. We
eat a lot of food.
We do.
And
we drink a lot.
It's cool. It's cool. We decide that we would have been terrible for each other if we met in our 20s?
Yeah, we both would have been way too wild. We would have died. One of us would have either died or we would have both died. And
got
definitely
arrested.
The other one would have gone to jail for the death.
Yeah.
Like, involuntary manslaughter for sure.
We would be such tight friends, though. Or do you think we would have hated each other because of all the destruction we've caused to each other's souls?
I would have ended up with, like, whole bags of cocaine in my butt somehow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, not even balloons, but, like, whole bags.
I so wish we crossed paths in New York City.
I know. Yeah. Also, we should never go to Vegas together.
We should definitely go to Vegas together.
Ugh, I have no I would actually like to go.
I'm really good at Vegas. Everybody at Sparkle Squad determined that they want to go to Vegas with me because I'm not only, like, good at Vegas, like, I'm like, let's take it easy. Why don't we go, like, to the desert and walk around?
Maybe you should offer your services. Like, maybe you should, like, be like a trip guide, like, but it's just one-on-one, like, not you and a group of people. It's like you and a person who, like, a person wants to travel somewhere and they just need a buddy, like a travel buddy, and you're like, they pay for you, they pay for themselves.
Is that a job?
I think I just invented it.
That's a great job for me.
That's the best job for Priscilla Toyota.
Yeah. Okay. Life goals.
I know,
but then I feel like to get started I need like a social media and I don't want to do that.
You don't have any social media right now?
No.
That's so funny considering you're like I almost said a comptroller.
Yeah. I mean, I know how to like, you know, create a Facebook account.
Well,
but
who doesn't?
But do I want to use Facebook? No. It's evil.
Yeah. The other day there was like a list of like social media platforms and it said like, delete two of these right now, go. And I was like, well, one of them I've never even heard of, so I'm good there. Mm-hmm. The other one I've already deleted. And then there was like four others. And I was like, well, maybe I should delete two of these that I actually use that
Whoa.
I don't really want to use.
Did you want to delete your Instagram?
No, but I did move my Instagram to another folder so I don't access it every day anymore.
What else are you on?
I do have a Facebook app, but I don't ever open it. I really don't use it. I go online. So I had to take the Twitter app off my phone a long time ago.
Your
X
app?
Yeah, but when it was Twitter. A long time ago, like when I lived in New York, because I was on it way too much. So now I just gotten used to going to the Twitter website, and I am on that a lot. But as you saw when we were in the car the other day and, like, I went to find something on my Safari and you were like, oh, there's a naked man on your phone. Was that, was that the last thing you looked up before you looked up this? And I said, yep, that was just my Twitter. There's just, my whole Twitter is just cocks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I love looking at, and I don't even, like, go on Twitter to masturbate. I just like to look at cocks.
I didn't know that Twitter was full of porn so much until I met you.
It's really just full of cocks.
I don't know why. Like, I mean, I've had Twitter accounts. Like, how do you access so much porn on it?
It's one of the best ways to, like, promote your, like, OnlyFans, actually.
Oh.
And I was starting to think that I should. Because, actually, I'm getting all these, like, bots on my Twitter. I don't know if I told you about that. I'm getting, like, every day I get, like, two or three new followers on Twitter, and I've done nothing to get them, and they're all like sexy girls from Russia, and I'm just like, I don't know if these are real people or what, but I just keep getting more and more followers, and I guess I'm okay with it because I want more followers.
Do you think that's like Elon Musk's way of
muscadining
your way to keep Twitter and then eventually pay for it?
I don't know, because I did notice that, like, paid version. Was there always a paid version?
No.
Oh. Yeah, there is a paid version now, and I can't imagine. Apparently, though, you have to have the paid version if you want to be certified.
Yes.
And I'm not sure what the good things are about being certified.
I know you're on Snapchat, but, like, what do you do on Snapchat?
scary filter on and then show you my screen.
You showed me as an inside-out human body. It was scary.
Was that what that was? I thought it was gorgeous. And then I also like on Snapchat, sometimes they have like interesting historical things. Like there's a thing called like fucked up weird history or something. And I love, but there's so many ads. It's like every 10 seconds you like have to watch an ad. And it's really, really terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about deleting WhatsApp and I was thinking about deleting Snapchat.
Yeah. Why do you have WhatsApp?
So, I have some friends that I still talk to on WhatsApp, but I definitely have all of their phone numbers on my phone.
Uh-huh.
So, it's like, why am I not just texting you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I originally got WhatsApp maybe for, like, traveling abroad, but then that was before it was bought by Facebook.
I don't really consider WhatsApp a social media, though.
It's a messenger.
Yeah.
But I just, I'm annoyed that, like, you and me and a bunch of people, like, talk on Signal, and then I talk to other people on WhatsApp, and then the whole time I literally have text message. Like, it's like, why do I need any of these? And then Lexi talks on one called Lime.
Yeah.
And she kind of wanted us all to switch to Lime.
Really?
But I don't like Lime because when you text somebody, it pops up and goes, Lime.
Oh, I don't like that.
It says Lime every time.
I like Signal because I use Signal. That's like the one app I use more than anything.
Wow.
But I like it because of selfish reasons. I have an Android like an asshole. And when people text me from an iPhone, because they're normal people, like, you get, like, the, like, on, when you receive a, like, a love or a like or whatever, it's just as like and quotation marks for, of the message.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I get, and the video quality is terrible, and so I'm selfishly...
That's because of your phone.
Yeah, well, I selfishly want people to use Signal with me because then I can have all the, like, emojis.
Right. I like that for you. I also like that you can, like, click and hold someone's thing and, like, respond directly to it. Right?
On Signal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I like that because the way our friendship works with Lexi is that, like, we'll say 24 things to her, and then 2 days later she'll see it. And then she can respond to each thing.
You bitch! Oh my gosh, you take forever to respond these days.
Yeah,
I know you
bitch.
Are a new mom.
Lexi Long Johns.
I miss you so much that I just need your constant attention and
we
validation.
I miss you so much that you're a bitch.
Ugh, I guess we're gonna go to Kentucky to find you, you bitch.
I don't even believe you have a baby.
Happy you have a baby.
Even though I've held it.
Happy you have a baby.
I guess you really have a baby.
And again, for more selfish reasons.
Yeah.
I will still keep you in my life. But I've been scolding her a lot lately.
Please tell your child that you are my mother first.
I've been scolding Lexi a little, so I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm doing a dad thing.
I know, a very abusive father you are. Alright, let's find a Taco Bell, and then I feel like I shouldn't eat any more of these Cheetos, but I, like, really want something.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any food on this road.
Is there a way to navigate to the nearest Taco Bell?
For some reason, in this state, like, you always end up driving on, like, a 4-lane highway with, like, no food in the middle of, like, the country, and it's so dark.
Yeah.
It gets so dark here. It's like they haven't invented electricity yet.
It's fine. It's fine. It's nice and undeveloped.
I know. All right, well, thanks for coming on the show, Priscilla.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, anytime. And for everyone listening, I forgot to say this earlier, please rate, review, and subscribe. Priscilla has done it. And so should you. And you can write in to makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com with any questions, queries, sexy stories, and also nominate me for any political office that you think I should, you know, but let me know you've done it so I can, you know, show up and accept the whatever.
Drew Frisco Bob.
And also, also, I hope you guys are filling your holes with whatever keeps you happy.